This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News, read by Waide Lang Pariyat. Union Minister of State for Coal and Mines, Mr. Satish Chandra Dubey, said that the Prime Minister Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme marks the continuity of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's conviction and commitment for farmers' welfare. In his address at a program held at ICAR Umiam yesterday to telecast Prime Minister Narendra Modi's virtual grant of fresh installment of the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi, Mr. Dubey said that about 20,000 crore rupees will be distributed among 9 crore 26 lakh beneficiaries across the country. The minister said that in this installment, 33.86 crore rupees will be distributed among 1,20,815 farmers of Meghalaya. Till date, 432.36 crore rupees have been transferred into the bank accounts of 1,46,758 farmers in Meghalaya, the minister added, describing PM Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme as one such distinct example of the Prime Minister's commitment to farmers. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the central government is fully committed to ensure safety and security of all citizens in Manipur. Chairing a high-level meeting to review the security situation in Manipur in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Shah said the Ministry of Home Affairs will talk to both the groups, Metis as well as Kukis, to bridge the ethnic divide at the earliest. He stressed on strategic deployment of central forces to restore peace and tranquility in Manipur. The minister said the deployment of forces will be increased if required. Mr. Shah further directed that strict action must be taken as per the law against the perpetrators of violence. He said the central government has been actively supporting the Manipur government in strengthening the security situation in the state. The Home Minister also reviewed the situation in relief camps, especially with respect to proper availability of food, water, medicines and other basic amenities. In flood-affected Sikkim, rescue, relief and restoration operations are on in full swing to mitigate the sufferings of the affected people, particularly in the most affected parts of Lachung and Chunthang in Mangan district. Around 1,300 stranded tourists have been evacuated so far from the flood-affected areas to safer places. Due to bad weather conditions, airlifting could not be done for the past 48 hours and all evacuations are being done by road. The Border Roads Organization has also arranged refreshments for the stranded tourists at Manul. The Mangan-Gangtok Road via Podong has been reopened for light vehicles following the completion of road restoration at Ambithan. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma will today release the publications on rotation age and volume estimation of Khasi Pine in Meghalaya Volume 1, Forest Inventory of Sacred Groves in Meghalaya Volume 3, and geospatial mapping of forest fire vulnerable and forest fire prone areas in Meghalaya. An online web portal named Meghalaya Forest Fire Information System will also be launched on the occasion. Under the cyclonic circulation over the northeast, Assam and neighboring areas, isolated but extremely heavy rainfall over Meghalaya is expected today. Isolated and exceptionally heavy rainfall till the 22nd of June 2024 is also expected. Moderate to high flash flood risk is likely to occur over few watersheds in Meghalaya, Assam, Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim during the next 24 hours. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akash Vani Shillong. Have a nice day.